We've got a good walkie-talkie program. We've got great digital walkies. We're fortunate to have, and walkies are great for certain things. But you know, a lot of our staff in our buildings have walkies, and when a particular student is in crisis, and in this case, you know, about the, you know, throwing a chair and possibly hurting somebody, that's taking place in the classroom. And yes, that's a crisis, and it's a time for the crisis alert. Absolutely. But what it's not a time for it to be broadcast, and this is my opinion, for it to be broadcast over our digital walkies to go to every teacher in the building or everyone with a walkie. It's not applicable. It doesn't need to be announced that you know that this particular student's in crisis. It just isn't. It can be held a lot more private, a lot more discreet this way. Only the folks that need to respond get notified. So again, there's a time and a place for a walkie, and sometimes we use them together. You know, what I tell folks is, because they ask me all the time, like, well, gosh, you got us these radios, and now crisis alert, are we getting rid of our radios? And the answer is absolutely not. For our district, and the way I train our folks, is crisis alert doesn't replace anything. It merely supplements it. So if you have a walkie close, great, still utilize your walkie if that's necessary. But gosh, when you've got a crisis, hit your button, because that's going to notify the right people. We could have a principal meeting with a parent and turn their walkie off. Well, then we've got an expensive paperweight, so they're not going to be notified. So use that crisis alert button when you have that. It keeps it discreet, but at the same time, the right people absolutely get the information that they need. So I think that kind of goes in a little bit of what our teacher here is, an elementary school teacher, about utilizing the walkie.